Ice Cube's Big 3 is back. The most competitive basketball league on earth is on CBS this Saturday. Big 3 All-Star Dwight Howard and the LA Riot take on Greg Monroe and the Dallas Power. Then in another clash of undefeated teams, Earl Clark and Coach Steven Jackson lead the DMV Trilogy against Montrezl Harrell, Coach Dr. J, and the Chicago Triplets. The game played the way you love. Watch live Saturday on CBS at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, and catch replays Monday on BET. Presented by iHeart.
Columbus.
From the Ohio News Network, this is Ohio Sports Magazine. Now, here's your host, Jay Fox.
Welcome to another episode of Ohio Sports Magazine. I'm your host, Jay Fox, and we've got an exciting show for you this week. NBA legend Pete Babcock joins me to talk about his career and his new book. Tyler Danberg from our flagship station, 97.1 FM, The Fan, WBNS in Columbus, and I break down our predictions for the new Major League Baseball season by league with some interesting thoughts about both the Reds and the Guardians. Our Locked On regulars have all the balls as playoff time nears for basketball and hockey, and a new spring football team starts in Columbus. All that next on the Ohio News Network. Legendary NBA coach, general manager, and president Pete Babcock has a new book out. It's called Courts of Justice, A Life in Basketball and Activism. It was a great read. He shares powerful behind-the-scenes NBA stories and some bigger lessons about life, leadership, equality, and impact on and off the court. Pete joins us now on Ohio Sports Magazine. Welcome, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. I really enjoyed the book because my fandom, if you will, goes all the way back to being 2 years old in 1970 in my first Cleveland Cavaliers game, and I've never stopped ever since.
Well, Cleveland fans are a special group. You know, I spent my last 10 years in the league. I worked with Cleveland, and I gained a great appreciation for how loyal the fans are in Cleveland. And
there have been a lot of good franchises, and you've had the pleasure of being involved with eight, either as a coach, GM, or president, and you decided to write a book about it. What sparked the desire to write this book, and what do you hope the readers get out of it?
Well, Jay, I started the genesis of the book was to write something for my kids and grandkids, just to leave them the stories about my unlikely journey from being a high school coach to working into the NBA. And then a good friend of mine, Ken Dooley, who's 93 years old, read Arbeck's biographer, and he asked me if he could read it, the manuscript, and I said, sure. I gave it to him, and he called me and said, no, you gotta do more than just do this for your kids and grandkids. You need to get this out there and help tell the story. So the concept was to get this published, which we did last September, to coordinate with the 75th anniversary of the integration of the NBA, and tell the story about black basketball, the history of black basketball, and how it became a vehicle to helping integration and worked hand in hand with the civil rights movement and brought people together. You know, the game itself brought people from different races, different religions, different backgrounds, brought them together as one unit and one team. So we use that as kind of the genesis for the book.
Now, Todd Lieberman and Julius Erving have a really cool series documentary on, I think it's on Amazon Prime right now, about the history of the ABA and how they played a major role in forcing the NBA to integrate.
Well, exactly. The league integrated back in way before the ABA was in existence in 1950, but it was piecemeal. You know, started with a quota system, and you could have one or two black players per team. It was an unwritten quota system, but it was pretty well known around the league. And then it got to a point where you couldn't start more than two or three black players. Red Auerbach broke the mold in all those cases. He drafted the first black player, started the first black all black starting five. Hired Bill Russell to be the coach of the team, breaking the barriers and a lot of those things. But the ABA was more wide open, less restrictive, and not only in the way they played, but just in the way they recruited their players, because they were competing with the NBA, and they really pushed the envelope where more African Americans had an opportunity to play, and then that all melded together with the NBA. So those all were stepping stones.
Now, when I was a high school student, I went to Hawken and Gates Mills, and Tom Bryan, who was an NBA referee, brought in Red Auerbach, and I got a chance to meet him in person when I was 18. I got to tell you, he was a daunting figure, but boy, could he talk. Do you have a favorite Red Auerbach story?
Well, I got a number of them. First time I met him, I was an assistant coach with the San Diego Clippers, and I grew up as a Celtics fan because my family was all from New England. So Red was like one of my heroes. Never met him in my life. He didn't know me from anybody. And we were at a tournament, Portsmouth Invitational All-Star Tournament in Norfolk, Virginia, or in Portsmouth, Virginia. And Red's sitting there on the baseline talking to a friend of his early before the first game. And so I thought, should I go introduce myself, or is he just going to, you know, tell me to get lost? And, you know, I was scared to death to approach him, and I had no idea what the reception would be. I went up and introduced myself to him, and I told him I'd love to pick his brain while we were there for the week, if he had a few minutes. And he invited me to his hotel room the next day. The two of us spent the whole afternoon in his hotel room talking about the NBA, me listening to him about its philosophy, his stories. And we became friends from that point on.
Did he make you smoke a cigar with him?
Oh, he smoked cigars nonstop.
That's right.
Years later, when he and I were both on the competition rules committee together, we'd meet once a year, or twice a year, in a hotel someplace around the country, and you're sitting in a big conference room, and every team is represented. And I used to sit next to Red quite often because his cigar reminded me of my grandfather's pipe.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would sit next to Red, and he would smoke that cigar. I remember we were at one hotel, and Red, some lady who worked at the hotel said, "Excuse me, sir, but there's no smoking in here." And he said, "Okay." And he smoked the rest of the day. He never stopped. So,
when somebody says basketball player to you, who's the first that comes to mind without thinking?
Bill Russell.
Why is that?
Well, because I grew up as a Celtics fan, and he was like a childhood hero, and he became a childhood hero to me, not only because he was such a great player and they were winning championship after championship, but I was really impressed with his position in the community and the things that he did off the court in support of civil rights and integration, and when busing became a huge issue in Boston after the Supreme Court case, and there were groups fighting busing. Bill Russell actually drove a bus of school kids to school to help them get there safely. He did so many things off the court. I was just really impressed with that position that he took, because it took a lot of courage in those days to do that.
Well, and that's the whole premise of the book, which, if I can be so bold, I think should be mandatory reading for Congress as well.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I've, in a very biased way, I would tell you I agree with that. But anyway, it was fun to write it, and it was doing the research and all the preparation for it. I learned a lot. It's only available on our website, PeteBabcock.com.
We want to thank Pete Babcock for being here talking about the new book, Courts of Justice, Life in Basketball and Activism. And there's more Ohio Sports Magazine on the other side of the court when we come back to the Ohio News Network.
Catch all the buzzer beaters, upsets, bracket busters, and more at the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus. It's the greatest month of the year.
Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Turn your tax.
Ice Cube's Big 3 is back. The most competitive basketball league on earth is on CBS this Saturday. Big 3 All-Star Dwight Howard and the LA Riot take on Greg Monroe and the Dallas Power. Then in another clash of undefeated teams, Earl Clark and Coach Steven Jackson lead the DMV Trilogy against Montrezl Harrell, Coach Dr. J, and the Chicago Triplets. The game played the way you love. Watch live Saturday on CBS at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, and catch replays Monday on BET. Presented by iHeart.
Yay! A thing or two about the moments in life that matter. You've seized those moments to embrace joy, accomplish great things, and build meaningful relationships. Is it time now to sit back and reflect on a life well lived? Maybe. Or maybe there's more to be done. Maybe this is the most important moment you've encountered yet. By volunteering with AmeriCorps seniors, you can seize the moment, lend a hand, and get back more than you give. We connect you to local volunteer organizations with opportunities that fit your schedule and match your interests. Through AmeriCorps seniors, you can support people in times of need and make your community stronger. You can become a companion to your older neighbors, brightening their days with friendship. You can even become a mentor for young people, serving as a role model and enriching their lives. Are you ready to seize your moment? Visit AmeriCorps.gov/yourmoment and get started today.
It's been a real journey since 2014 when I first had my injury. I realized that my home was just not working for me and that it was time to ask for help. Homestar Troops is really giving me my life back. The shower allows me to go in and turn around with my chair, pull down storage racks, automated door systems, hours of my morning given back to me. Adaptive sports are a huge part of my life, a huge part of my healing journey as well. Homestar Troops helped with making sure that I had a home gym so that I can continue to train. This past year, I was able to host Thanksgiving in my home. And it was the first time I was able to have my whole family in one place, and I was able to contribute to the meal. There are a lot more veterans in need, and Homes for Our Troops is going to be there to help them too.
Homes for Our Troops builds and donates specially adapted custom homes nationwide for severely injured post 9/11 veterans and enables them to rebuild their lives. Join our mission at hfotusa.org.
You served behind the desk.
You served in combat.
You did 4 years and got out.
You were drafted.
You gave 20 years.
You gave exactly what your country needed.
And so did you.
When you raised your hand and swore an oath to your country, when you put your name on a dotted line, you became part of only 1% of Americans who did the same. You are a veteran.
You are a veteran.
You are a veteran. Because no matter when, where, or how you served, you made a sacrifice for your country, and you deserve support.
If you're struggling with life after service, don't wait. Reach out.
Reach out to a loved one, to a fellow veteran, to VA.
Find resources at va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
While serving in Vietnam, a grenade took my ability to see. Today, I'm a sculptor. Now, my fingers are my eyes. I'm Michael Naranjo. As a veteran, I know the challenges of life can be great. In my art, turning a lump of clay into something beautiful, that is worth doing. Life is like that. We each must use what we can to make things better.
DAV helps veterans like Michael get the benefits they've earned. They help more than 1 million veterans every year in life-changing ways.
Now, I show others how they can create something with their own hands. I know it can do a lot of good. With support from DAV, more veterans can shape their lives into a thing of beauty. My victory is bringing beauty into the world.
Michael Naranjo, may your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
T-Bone and Tybus are everything you want in a delicious breakfast. Lots of empty calories, no nutritional value.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
The Fan. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Jay Fox.
I am super stoked to start a brand new tradition with my friend Tyler Danberg. It is called Tyler and Jay's Major League Baseball Predictions. We will do this every March, or actually every April, and then we will look back every October and see whether we were right or wrong.
Love it.
All right, so flip a coin, heads or tails?
Tails.
Is tails the NL or the AL?
We'll go AL.
All right, we're going to start with the American League. All right. I've got Yankees, Tigers, Mariners. What you got?
Well, in the AL East, I'm going to go Yankees.
Okay.
Central, Tigers, and West, I'm going Mariners.
So you and I are in agreement.
Correct.
Now, there are some wild cards, no pun intended. Let's start with the Baltimore Orioles. This was the team that I thought last year was going to make a splash and did not, but they've improved themselves.
They did, and they brought in Pete Alonso to play first. Big power hitting right-handed bat that's going to add thump to this lineup. I think the key every year, Jay, with the Orioles is they've got a great crop of young talent, especially in AAA. They do really well in the upper levels of the minor leagues, but then they get up to the major leagues and they haven't been able to produce. Looking at guys like Heston Kerstad, guys like Samuel Basayo, who's this big slugging prospect. Maybe this is the year he takes the step. I know you are very high on the Orioles. I don't have the Orioles making the wild card instead of a two-dog race in terms of AL's wild cards.
Well, I'll tell you why I'm high on the Orioles. They picked up outfielder Tyler Ward. He is a veteran power hitter, but he also can serve as a mentor to all of their young players. The other thing I like about the Orioles is that they brought in starter Shane Boz, and they re-signed Zach Eflin, and they added closer Ryan Helsley to the bullpen. So when we look at second, third, and fourth place, and we look at teams like Toronto, Baltimore, and Boston, I've got them a game apiece. So literally that entire thing could shuffle. It could be Toronto. It could be Baltimore. But it could be Boston, too. It will not be Tampa Bay.
No doubt about it. I'm big on the Red Sox. I think them bringing in Ranger Suarez to bolster the rotation is going to be a huge, huge boost. The starting rotation, it seems like every year with Boston, appears to be underrated and might not be talked about enough. If they can figure out the bullpen, they've got their core up the middle as well. And what Roman Anthony can do potentially to take the next step, we saw in the World Baseball Classic. He was the number one prospect in baseball last year and had a great start in the bigs, hitting over 290 before his injury. Hopefully this could be a great full season for Anthony.
Now, don't discount the Toronto Blue Jays. I do have them finishing four games behind the Yankees. And the reason for that is because of Dylan Cease and a guy by the name of Kazuma Okamoto, who's coming into the infield. Now, if those two play at full capacity, they will give the Yankees a run for their money. And of course, we should always say that all of this is injury contingent.
Yes. And Okamoto, 29-year-old from Japan, he could be a potential Rookie of the Year candidate. However, the one reason why the Blue Jays might not be the division-winning team, Jay, is because of their injuries. They could get hot in the second half of the year, but you look at their rotation, Bowden Francis is going to miss a lot of the year. Jose Berrios is going to miss a lot of the year. Thank you.
Good.
Thank you. But and then Treya Savage, this high prospect right-hander from East Carolina who had a great postseason last year, is going to miss a good deal of the first half with a right shoulder impingement.
Now, when we look at the West, we both agree Seattle. We acknowledge Texas and Houston, but we specifically acknowledge Houston because they should never be counted out. If Houston gets hot in September, they could upset the apple cart.
They always find a way. And the Rangers, they've got these pieces every year and year out, and now they just have to put it together. It's so interesting with the Rangers, Jay, because usually it's been pitching that's been the issue for them. They've always been able to slug. They've always been able to score runs and hit homers. And then last year, it was the inverse. They couldn't manufacture runs, but their starting rotation and their bullpen both were fantastic. And you've got Nathan Eovaldi and Jacob deGrom back on the mound for another year.
They will be a contending team. So if you think about the way the season will end, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 teams that could potentially be in contention for the wild card up to the last day of the season. Makes it a really interesting thing. Got to talk about the Central. Now, last year, the Guardians came out of nowhere. They had their September to remember. They ended up finishing first by a game, and they ended up going to the playoffs, which nobody thought was possible. However, the Detroit Tigers have gone out and made some adjustments, and I can't see anybody beating them in the Central. What do you think?
Well, Leo DeRocher and his 1951 Giants were smiling down on the 2025 Cleveland Guardians after what they did in September last year, to your point. But I agree with you. I mean, the Tigers bolstered pretty much everything, and they're going to have a little ace up their sleeve on the opening day roster in top prospect Kevin McGonigal, who everywhere he's gone, every level he's gone to, he just rakes and rakes and rakes. And I think the offense is going to be the biggest key for the Tigers. Can they cut down on their strikeouts? Can they manufacture runs? Can they play that high offensive brand of baseball that A.J. Hinch is known for doing? But then you look at the mound. First off, they brought in Framber Valdez from the Astros, and that was a heck of a move to help get that second in command to Tarek Skubal, who's looking to make it three straight AL Cy Young Awards when this is all said and done. Then you bring in Justin Verlander. And oh, by the way, you've got Jack Flaherty as well in that three spot in the rotation. This has to be in the front running for maybe the best rotation in the AL.
Okay, so we've got a minute to talk about the Guardians. Love this young team, but that's just the problem. They're a very young team. And Travis Bazan is going to start for the Clippers, but he'll likely be up. Chase DeLauder is, could he be great? Yes, maybe not. No, we don't know. Moving Stephen Kwan from left to center, that's of issue. And then you've got an extremely young rotation.
You do have an extremely young rotation. We'll start off with DeLauder, Jay. If he stays healthy, there's no bones about it. He is going to finish top three in the AL Rookie of the Year. I mean, what he's been doing this spring, he's just bashing baseballs, has exceptional barrel control. Travis Bazan proved in the World Baseball Classic and in spring training that he's ready. He belongs with the big guys, but it doesn't help to have him for a couple months or a couple weeks, maybe a month in Columbus. But you're right. If this team can stay healthy, if they can get that veteran leadership and you get what you need from third baseman Jose Ramirez, then the sky could be the limit for this team.
Well, so I've got them finishing second, tied with the Royals. But again, I think it's a three-way race. I do think Detroit has the edge. I think it could end up in any combination of a finish. But I do think both Cleveland and Kansas City have a chance to make the playoffs. It all depends upon where we are at the trade deadline.
No doubt about it.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk NL, and we're going to talk the Cincinnati Reds and see what Tito has up his sleeve next on the Ohio News Network.
And now, Public Education Matters with Ohio Education Association President Jeff Wensing.
Public education matters, and attendance matters. Students who show up nearly every day to school can learn, grow, and thrive. But if they're not there, they miss important learning opportunities and can easily end up behind. Families must make their children's school attendance a priority, and educators must be strong partners to support that goal.
Public Education Matters, brought to you by the Ohio Education Association.
Do you have foot pain? Foot pain is not normal, regardless of your age or job. Podiatric physicians are the most qualified doctors to care for your feet and can provide important foot care solutions or shoe inserts to better manage foot pain. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association podiatric physicians are located throughout the state and are dedicated to providing the highest quality foot and ankle care. We've been serving the profession and the public for over 100 years. For more information or to find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit ohiofoot.org.
Hey folks, it's game day and the betting's gonna be intense, Drew.
You said it, Dave, but a good pregame routine keeps betting responsible.
That's right, you gotta pause before you play.
Good call. Sports betting is hot, but it can be risky.
And pausing to set limits is an all-star move.
That's right, Dave. If you bet on sports, pause before you play to set limits, recognize the risk, and know when to stop.
Learn more at pausebeforeyouplay.org.
Do you want a job that is flexible, secure, and fun? It also offers excellent pay and is ranked as one of the best jobs in America, too. I'm talking about being a dental hygienist. And all you have to do is complete a two-year program after high school. Visit ODA.org to learn more and to start helping people love their smile. This message is brought to you by the members of the Ohio Dental Association.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy real estate as is fast for cash. Call me today for an all-cash offer on any of your properties, and we can close within days at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Do you own a property that's outdated and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, I'll buy it. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Would it be convenient for you if you could simply take what you wanted and leave the rest behind? Great, I'll buy it. I buy vacant properties, inherited homes, divorce situations, death in the family, apartment buildings, commercial properties. I even buy my tenants won't pay me the rent houses. Visit us today at TurboTrackRealty.com or give us a call and speak with one of our friendly staff members at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
T-Bone and Tybus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus.
There's a table in there for kids to just sit there and, like, you look through their cars.
You want
to
battle?
There you go.
Pull your deck out.
That's the thing. Deck, just to be very clear.
Mornings on The Fan. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Jay Fox.
Back with Tyler Danberg and our inaugural MLB predictions for April. And we are moving on to the National League. And we will start with the NL Central and give the Reds a little bit more time. Why? Because the NL Central could be very interesting. I've got the Cubs, the Brewers, and the Reds. 1, 2, 3. What you got?
I've got the same exact thing, but I think the Reds and Pirates, depending on how the rest of the NL shakes out, I think those two teams have a shot at a wild card. I mean, in Pittsburgh, if you've got Paul Skeens on the mound, if you get what you had hoped to get out of guys like Bubba Chandler and Jared Jones returns on the mound, and the offense looks to shake out like they do, if Connor Griffin, the top prospect in baseball, can perform, then who knows what the Pirates can do? And we'll talk about the Reds in a sec, but I agree.
And hang on a second. On the Pirates, you've got a big change. Instead of going heavy on the rookies, they brought in veterans. Brandon Lowe, Ryan O'Hearn, Marcell Ozuna. If those pitchers pitch the way they are able, in quotation marks, to pitch, Pittsburgh could finish second.
They really could. They spent money. They put money into the corner outfield spots, and that's going to prove to try and pay dividends.
Now, the Reds were surprised last year. And I think part of that surprise was having an all-star manager like Terry Francona back at the helm. They overperformed. But again, injuries are not their friend. And look at it. Opening day on Thursday last week, Andrew Abbott, not Hunter Green. Why? Because Hunter Green is sidelined with stiffness. Well, that's something you have to watch because that plagued him last season as well. And if that guy's your ace and you can't depend on him for six, you're not going to win ball games.
Yeah, and when you've got a fireballer that throws triple digits and he wants to go six, seven, or eight innings, stiffness is certainly a glaring question mark. Now, another fireballer that they got in the chamber is number two prospect in baseball, Chase Burns, who has, Jay, experience at the major league level at the end of the year last year, whether that was starting or coming out of the bullpen. That was really important. I'm looking at that left side of the infield. Can Ellie De La Cruz take the next step? It seemed like his game slightly regressed last year in year three, but the upside is higher than almost any young budding star in baseball, and then Eugenio Suarez coming back to play the hot corner.
Well, and don't forget about Matt McClain, because all of these players had a really good spring, which suggests that it could be a bounce back year for the Reds in that case. And then looking at the pitching, which again, it's the health of the staff that's the concern. You mentioned Chase Burns. Don't forget about Rhett Lauder and a veteran that they brought in by the name of Brady Singer. Again, if they all come through, and, you know, who knows if Nathaniel Lowe is going to make a difference either, that Reds team, which I have predicted to be 80 and 82, they could be 85 and 77. But if there are injuries,
They could finish dead last, too.
They could. And that is one of the scarier things. But if there's one thing that we know about Terry Francona, he can do so much with a lot, but he can do more with less as well. And he has shown that in the many different stops along his managerial journey.
Now, two teams in the NL that have really doubled down, and they're both in the East, are the Atlanta Braves and the New York Mets. So much so that they will battle it out with the Phillies to win that division. I have Atlanta, New York, Philadelphia. What do you have?
So I've got Philadelphia, New York, and Atlanta. All three are going to make the playoffs, but I got the Phillies and their quote-unquote over-the-hill gang winning the division. Now, I think age is the one thing that's holding the Phillies back, Jay, because a lot of their core that has been the core in Philly for the last 5 or 6 years, they're well into their 30s now. But I think we saw that Bryce Harper's got a lot left in the tank. Bringing back Kyle Schwarber is just so huge for the offense. Trey Turner is still playing really good baseball. And I think that Christopher Sanchez is going to be one of the budding aces in the NL. Finished second in the NL Cy Young Award voting last year. And Jesus Luzardo, he's going to be the key factor in that 1-2 punch with Sanchez. I think there were a couple outings last year for Luzardo at the start of the year that ballooned his ERA that make the numbers look a little bit more gaudy than they actually were. But he also had a lot of really good starts. And I think at the start of May and on, it was harder to find a better 1-2 punch in the East.
Now, in the West, if you're any other team but the Los Angeles Dodgers, you might as well not show up. Not only did the Dodgers do well last year, obviously, but they improved in the offseason. They're the only team I have winning more than 100 games, and I have them beating Seattle in the World Series 4-2. What about you?
This might be the best roster assembled in an offseason, bringing in outfielder Kyle Tucker, the best bat in the market, bringing in the best reliever on the market in Edwin Diaz. This is a really fascinating division, though, because the Padres, even though they've lost a lot, they put a lot of money into the roster. It's very interesting to see what's going on, too, with ownership with the Seidler family, putting the team on the market. And then the Giants with Tony Vitello, the first manager brought in from the college ranks without major league experience as a coach whatsoever. So there are some storylines in the division, but I think the key storyline here is the Dodgers winning the World Series, and that's what I got too.
And last but not least, Colorado will not suck as bad.
Yes.
As bad. All right. We'll see if we're right when we get to the end of the season. Thanking Tyler Danberg from our flagship station, 97.1 The Fan, WBNS-FM in Columbus, for joining us. More Ohio Sports Magazine right around the corner on the Ohio News Network.
The Jackets are making a push to the playoffs.
Islanders and Adam Fantilli, one more time, puts it in the net.
Listen to every exciting moment, including an extended pregame show for weekend games. Proud to be your home of the Jackets, The Fan.
Ice Cube's Big 3 is back. The most competitive basketball league on earth is on CBS this Saturday. Big 3 All-Star Dwight Howard and the LA Riot take on Greg Monroe and the Dallas Power. Then in another clash of undefeated teams, Earl Clark and Coach Steven Jackson lead the DMV Trilogy against Montrezl Harrell, Coach Dr. J, and the Chicago Triplets. The game played the way you love. Watch live Saturday on CBS at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, and catch replays Monday on BET. Presented by iHeart.
I tell people I was the luckiest guy in the world. I wanted to be an army man or a fireman, and I got to do both. As a firefighter, my job was about saving lives. I never thought one day I would be fighting for mine.
After spending his career answering the call to save others, Ken was diagnosed with ALS. Now he's facing his biggest battle, for more time. For 70 years, Muscular Dystrophy Association has been answering the call to help people live longer and more independent lives.
MDA means to me hope.
MDA is leading the way for people living with ALS, muscular dystrophy, and other neuromuscular diseases by accelerating research, advancing care, and advocating to empower families like Ken's.
I wouldn't be living as good of a life with ALS if it wasn't for MDA. MDA is helping people live stronger and love longer. Learn more at MDA.org today.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
A cooler start for us today and breezy with overcast skies. And then we turn partly sunny this afternoon with highs in the low 50s and breezy winds. For tonight, areas of frost develop heading toward daybreak on Monday. Otherwise, partly cloudy with lows in the 30s. And then for Monday, mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid to upper 50s and breezy winds. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
Winners of the prestigious Platinum Microphone Award every year, given to the best radio station in the world. No need to look it up. It's real. The Fan. This is ONN.
Earlier this week, Alabama Senator and former college football coach Tommy Tuberville introduced the Student Athlete Act. It's another piece of legislation for college athletics designed to limit college athlete transfers. The argument is that unlimited transfers over the last few years have screwed up college sports. This new bill would allow athletes a one-time transfer, but would require them to sit out for a year before joining their new team. Tuberville says the issue has caused thousands to abandon their schools, citing statistics that say 3,200 football players, 2,300 men's basketball players, and 1,500 women's basketball players were in the transfer portal last year alone. Paul Feinbaum covers college athletics for ESPN. He joined Bo Bishop earlier this week on ONN affiliate WBNS-FM in Columbus. Paul says, like many other pieces of legislation designed to save college sports, this one won't get very far.
He's swung a couple of times at this, and I would agree this is the best one he's come up with. The problem is he is against unlimited pay, and I think knowing Congress, it's a non-starter. The good news is at least it gets some traction. At least somebody, you and others, are saying, hey, that's not a bad idea. And those who don't know Tuberville well, he did briefly coach in Cincinnati before he was fired. He is very, very much, even though he talks a good game, he's very much against athletes getting anything more than what the coaches decide or the administrators determine. So it's not going to play well with the Democrats. And I, even though you may see a little movement here in the next month or two on the SCORE Act and all these other things, I think Washington is dead for the rest of the year in terms of any legitimate legislation. And one other thing, Tuberville is leaving Congress. He's running for governor of Alabama because I think he has studied Jeff Landry in Louisiana and realizes the only way to run an athletic department in the South is to be a governor.
Well, you tell me the landscape of that. I mean, he coached at Auburn. Is he that popular there? Like, will Tide fans vote for him?
Yes, they it's will. Amazing. He was fired from Auburn after losing 38-0 to Nick Saban in Saban's second year in Tuscaloosa. He went to Texas Tech. He walked out there in the middle of the night. He went to Cincinnati and got fired. He was nowhere for about 6 or 8 years, and he decided to run for governor. And he attached himself to one person in particular, and it turned to be the best move of his career, and that was Donald Trump. They're very close. He won a very convoluted election and has decided, listen, Washington is not the place to be. And it's true. Congress, the real power in this country is in the state house, not in the U.S. Senate. I mentioned Jeff Landry, and for those who were wondering, like, who is that guy? He's the governor of Louisiana who single-handedly hired Lane Kiffin and this week Will Wade.
It does feel like, and we are grasping at straws here, but some sort of constraints on how long that, so we don't have professional college players. Is that the, when you talk to coaches down there, because you talk to folks up here, and that's something that I know is frustrating. They understand they're not ever going to put a corral on how much money the kids make, or the forever transfer stuff. I think that's always very, very uphill because you can't apply it to students as well. But is there any traction for like an age or a amount of years? Is there anything to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think there could have been. And Bo, I don't want to sound like that guy, but 4 or 5 years ago, had the NCAA and the conferences been on the right page, they could have gotten all this worked out. And most college players would have said, that's great. But now the problem is you have empowered the athlete, and they don't, and there's no end to it. And, you know, for the player who 5 years ago was happy to do an advertisement for McDonald's, you know, give Big Macs for his friends or the Super Arch or whatever they call that new thing. Now they want it all. And the people in Washington, especially, you know, it's really, Republican, Democrat. Republicans want to constrain the limits, and the Democrats simply say there's no end to it. So I don't know how that is going to be decided. And the problem also in Washington is if Tommy Tuberville is for something, then the other side is against it.
We'll be back with more Ohio Sports Magazine next on the Ohio News Network.
The Jackets hit the road for a battle with the Red Wings. Live fan coverage starts Tuesday night at 6:30.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating and Cooling.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Fan.
Ice Cube's Big 3 is back. The most competitive basketball league on earth is on CBS this Saturday. Big 3 All-Star Dwight Howard and the LA Riot take on Greg Monroe and the Dallas Power. Then in another clash of undefeated teams, Earl Clark and Coach Steven Jackson lead the DMV Trilogy against Montrezl Harrell, Coach Dr. J, and the Chicago Triplets. The game played the way you love. Watch live Saturday on CBS at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, and catch replays Monday on BET. Presented by iHeart.
Ms. Fernandez, what are those tiny things?
Those are what we call amoebas. You can only see them through a microscope.
Wow.
Today's students are tomorrow's great thinkers and innovators. But right now, there's a funding crisis in public schools. Millions of kids go to schools that don't have funding for books, computers, and so much more just because of where they live. You can help change that. Donors Choose is a nonprofit that lets you support students and teachers in your community and beyond. You choose which supplies to support. You could provide first graders with pencils and paper, or other students with their first chapter books, help a music class get a guitar.
You could even supply a classroom like mine with a science project. But what you're really giving is the moment that sparks a brighter tomorrow.
To learn more, please visit donorschoose.org. That's donorschoose.org. Choose students. Shape the future.
What does it mean to give 100%? It means giving everything you've got, every single day. That's why the V Foundation gives 100% of every dollar donated directly to cancer research. So no matter what you give, we give 100% for life-saving research victories, 100% to making new discoveries that lead to innovative treatments, 100% to groundbreaking cancer research that could one day save someone you love. We know cancer research is working. Over the last 30 years, an estimated 4.5 million lives have been saved thanks to game-changing research breakthroughs. But there is more work to do. That's why the V Foundation gives 100% of every dollar donated directly to cancer research. We will always give 100% to accelerate victory over cancer.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Donate today at V.org.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4. This is ONN.
We get a chance, as always, to talk with Jeff Carr from the Locked On Reds podcast, and it's a podcast you should check out. It is very, very informative. Jeff, let's begin first talking about maybe one of the headline stories of the early part of the season, Sal Stewart, the way he's played. And the question is, the little bit we saw at the end of last year, could you kind of envision something going like that this year?
I definitely could. I mean, he showed us a lot of power in the month of September, very small sample size, but plenty of power and game-changing hit capability, but it's more so his plate discipline. Like, you watch him at the plate, there is no pitch that cheats him. And there were a couple of strikeouts here in, you know, the fourth and the fifth game of the season where just about everybody, press box included, was like, wait, he can do that? We didn't know he could strike out. Like, it looked like he just wasn't a guy that was going to have that thing to worry about. He is so good at laying off of the pitches that the pitcher wants him to swing at, and he is so good at pitching and, you know, picking his pitch. I really feel like what we are seeing from him, is he going to hit 500 the rest of the year? Probably not, but I think he'll probably hit closer to 300 than we would have expected.
Do we have to kind of remind ourselves how young he is, Jeff?
Yeah, that's the other part too. Like, you watch him, you don't think that he has played as little as he has. You start to ask, well, how many years of service time? And then you're like, oh, so not. Okay. That's fun.
The Eugenio Suarez story, it was such a good one when he signed. We remember last year at the trading deadline, there was thoughts that something like this maybe could happen. But the fact that he's delivered the way he has in this short portion of the season, that has to kind of add to the whole feel-good feeling around it all, doesn't it, Jeff?
100%, because he was brought in here to swing a big bat, hit some big homers in key moments, and put this team over the top whenever they just weren't stringing hits together. Because, you know, we heard about that a lot last season where it was like, well, you've got to, you know, 3, 4, 5 hits. You got to put together a rally. That's how this team's going to score. He can change that with one swing. And he's done that a couple of different times already this season. And so I think that he's already sort of paying dividends on that deal. I've been super excited to see that the Reds were able to add him to the lineup, because it just brings that next level that we were hoping one of these younger players would grow into. But now we know that we already have a veteran guy that they can lean into.
You know, and with he and Sal Stewart as well, does that kind of give you the thought, Jeff, of some stability in the middle part of that batting order?
100%. You know, it was surprising to me that Tito put Sal Stewart in the cleanup spot on opening day, but it's definitely not surprising now with the way that he has delivered. It seems like Terry Francona really tapped into something there, because as it was reported, you know, he had never started a rookie hitter in the cleanup spot in his entire career as a manager on opening day. So for him to have done that and gone outside his own comfort zone, that really means that he believes in Sal Stewart, and we should too.
You know, one of the other new acquisitions, Dane Meyers, who we've seen play in center field. We've seen him deliver a little bit with a bat too. Just, Jeff, your thoughts on his addition, and also what that does in moving Friedel to left field at times.
Man, he looks good all over the place. Not to say that he's a home run hitter. He is just a, you know, good piece of hitting type of dude. But the way that he fields center field just adds another dimension to the Reds outfield that it is sorely lacked from any spot. I mean, we haven't seen that kind of game-changing arm talent since probably Jay Bruce was manning right field. And Dane Meyers can really throw the ball well. He's made a couple of key throws that haven't been outfield assists, but you see that runners go back to their base and they look and they're like, boy, that was a good decision by my part not to test him. And we're going to see that continuing the rest of the season, but also the key pinch hits that he has been able to deliver, and a couple of times against right-handed pitchers, which is not in his wheelhouse. If he can add that to his game, the Reds may not have only found a platoon weapon. They might have found an everyday weapon. Of course, still lots more to work on with that. There's plenty of season left, but, you know, some good signs early for that.
Absolutely. One of your most recent podcasts, you and your co-host, Steve Offenbaker, and I had to ask you about this because I was rolling on the floor laughing about it, doing away with bunts for this team and what it's done for some of the base running gaffes we've seen.
I tell you, I understand the strategy behind moving the runner over and all of this other stuff, but it's just been years and years now that we have seen failed bunt attempts in these situations cost the Reds not only one out, but in a lot of cases, a bad, bad double play that completely derails an inning. And TJ Friedel did it the other day. If TJ Friedel is the one that is misbunting, then nobody else on this team needs to be bunting, because he's the best bunter on this team. And, you know, the one that was earlier on in the season was the 10th inning against the Red Sox in game 2, where they tried to bunt the runner, the ghost runner over from second base with Jose Trevino. And Jose Trevino looked like he hadn't bunted since Little League. I don't know what that was. He's stabbing at and everything. Just doesn't feel like this is in the arsenal of the Reds as much as Terry Francona may want it to be. At some point, you got to stop forcing a square peg into a round hole and just say, you know what? Swing away, we'll probably do more damage anyway.
Can we blame that on the DH finally being in the National League, Jeff?
I think so, because, you know, we were well aware of the pitchers that could actually help you out with the bat, and usually it was because they were able to lay down a good sacrifice bunt. But there's just not that spot in the lineup anymore where you should be forcing yourself to ask somebody to give up their out. And so to do that at this point, especially when you're talking about a guy at the top of the lineup and TJ Friedel, just seems like you're shooting yourself in the foot.
Understand. Jeff Carr from the Locked On Reds podcast. Jeff, we always appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Paul, appreciate you. Go Reds.
We'll be back with more Ohio Sports Magazine next on the Ohio News Network.
We plant trees because people need trees. And when planted in the right place, they have great impact. Trees help slow climate change, filter our air and water, foster biodiversity, and strengthen our communities. They create the kind of transformational change the world needs now. April is a month filled with opportunities to care for and plant trees. For planting resources, contact an Ohio ISA certified arborist who can help you learn how to take the best care of your trees. Visit trees4ohio.org. That's trees, the number 4ohio.org.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy real estate as is fast for cash. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. I buy vacant properties, inherited homes, divorce situations, death in the family, apartment buildings, commercial properties. I even buy my tenants won't pay me the rent houses. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
Do you want a job that is flexible, secure, and fun? It also offers excellent pay and is ranked as one of the best jobs in America, too. I'm talking about being a dental hygienist. And all you have to do is complete a 2-year program after high school. Visit ODA.org to learn more and to start helping people love their smile. This message is brought to you by the members of the Ohio Dental Association.
Do you have foot pain? Foot pain is not normal regardless of your age or job. Podiatric physicians are the most qualified doctors to care for your feet and can provide important foot care solutions or shoe inserts to better manage foot pain. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association podiatric physicians are located throughout the state and are dedicated to providing the highest quality foot and ankle care. We've been serving the profession and the public for over 100 years. For more information or to find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit ohiofoot.org.
And now, Public Education Matters with Ohio Education Association President Jeff Wensing.
Public education matters and attendance matters. Students who show up nearly every day to school can learn, grow, and thrive. But if they're not there, they miss important learning opportunities and can easily end up behind. Families must make their children's school attendance a priority, and educators must be strong partners to support that goal.
Public Education Matters, brought to you by the Ohio Education Association.
The ONN Daily Podcast. Get a recap of all the day's news from across the state.
ONN affiliate WBNS-TV reports.
Haley Kirby reporting in downtown Toledo.
From the State House, Kevin Landers.
ONN Canton.
ONN affiliate WKYC-TV in Cleveland explains.
In Marietta, Brett Wharf, ONN News.
Emma Henderson in Genoa.
The ONN Daily Podcast. Listen at onnradio.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts from the Ohio News Network. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Jay Fox.
Now, let's get some highlights from the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show. Here's producer Colin Berenger to set the scene.
Thanks, Jay. This week on the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show, Browns reporter Zach Jackson joins the show to discuss the changes to Myles Garrett's contract with the Browns, and could it open the door to a possible trade this offseason?
But this specific move is mostly for the future, but it does at least open the possibility that if a trade is made, if something changed, and that would be a big change, that a trade could be made and it would be more accommodating to the Browns. I want to say this too. The cap is what it is, and some people know a lot about it, and some people know a little about it. In either case, wherever you stand on that, when the Browns did this deal with Myles Garrett just 15 months ago, mm-hmm. 14 months ago, they gave him 20-some million up front. So it doesn't seem like real money. That's real money. They did not do that intending to trade him 15 months later. Because regardless of your cap implications or who's paying what, 9 months from now or 4 years from now, that money is already paid and is not coming back in anybody's pocket.
To catch the full breakdown, just search the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show on YouTube, subscribe to their page, and enjoy daily content covering all things Cleveland sports. We'll be back to wrap up this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue on the Ohio News Network.
Your favorite fan shows are available as a podcast. What a concept. And don't miss exclusive podcast content like Austin and Burn. Listen on your schedule from anywhere in the world. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Planet Fitness.
Ice Cube's Big 3 is back. The most competitive basketball league on earth is on CBS this Saturday. Big 3 All-Star Dwight Howard and the LA Riot take on Greg Monroe and the Dallas Power. Then in another clash of undefeated teams, Earl Clark and Coach Steven Jackson lead the DMV Trilogy against Montrezl Harrell, Coach Dr. J, and the Chicago Triplets. The game played the way you love. Watch live Saturday on CBS at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, and catch replays Monday on BET, presented by iHeart.
Are the keepers of the wild, America's original and most invested conservationists. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving wildlife and the natural landscapes that define our nation. From rugged alpine ridgelines to peaceful tall grass prairies, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. Our funding has led to cleaner water, fresher air, and improved wildlife habitat. From abundant fish and waterfowl populations to robust deer and elk herds, nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters, stewards of the American outdoors.
America's hunters and target shooters, along with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, have invested more than $46 billion to help state fish and wildlife agencies manage and protect wildlife and wild lands across America. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Once there was a man who couldn't stand.
A mom who couldn't wait.
A scientific community that said it couldn't be done.
And then you.
And then I.
And then we. Brought neuromuscular disease into screaming color with the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
For 75 years, our voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
We've willed the impossible into existence.
We've pushed the science,
raised the funds,
shifted the narrative,
and transformed the reality of life with neuromuscular diseases.
For 75 years, we've built communities together,
established the field of neuromuscular medicine,
and made it thrive.
Call that a legacy.
Call it impact.
Call it momentum.
Just call it ours.
Because it's the generations of community heroes that give MDA the strength we have today.
And until neuromuscular disease is a thing of the past, you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Big Nine was a sad, incomplete place. Enter Ohio State. The rest is history. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
The Fan. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Jay Fox.
We'd like to thank Tyler Danberg and Pete Babcock for being our guests this week on Ohio Sports Magazine, and we thank you for listening. For Colin Berenger, Eric Reeser, and Paul Keels, I'm Jay Fox. Thanks for listening to Ohio Sports Magazine, and join us next week right here on the Ohio News Network.
Ice Cube's Big 3 is back. The most competitive basketball league on earth is on CBS this Saturday. Big 3 All-Star Dwight Howard and the LA Riot take on Greg Monroe and the Dallas Power. Then in another clash of undefeated teams, Earl Clark and Coach Steven Jackson lead the DMV Trilogy against Montrezl Harrell, Coach Dr. J, and the Chicago Triplets. The game played the way you love. Watch live Saturday on CBS at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, and catch replays Monday on BET, presented by iHeart. Yay, yay, yay.